KNDY.
Welcome in to Friday night's basketball. Yes, it is still going on, even though the boys' game was canceled earlier today. We are still getting some girls' action. Girls' varsity basketball. Chapman taking on Marysville. Marysville going on the road for the second straight game following a dominant victory over the Concordia Panthers, I believe, on Tuesday. It was a 46-19 slaughtering. An absolute treat to watch. As it looks like finally Amy Renier's squad got it all together through four quarters. And when they did, they absolutely put the beat down on the Concordia Panthers. 2-3 now on the year for Marysville. And then on the side of the Chapman girls varsity basketball team, 1-3 coming off yet another loss, this time to Wamego, 57-31. Their lone victory on the year coming up against Bishop Ward, a 38-21 victory. Marysville on a one-game winning streak. And then, of course, Chapman on a two-game losing streak. The varsity girls basketball team heads on the road to take on Chapman, the Fighting Irish here. Bulldogs versus Irish just around the corner. We'll take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups on either side. You are listening in to KNDY FM 94.1 AM 1570.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Every family has someone that is hard to buy for during the holiday season, but we're sure that you can put a smile on their face without putting a hole in your wallet with a gift from RX Drug. And with the extra money you'll save, you can stop recycling old gift wrap and find new, exciting patterns for only $1.99 a roll. So whatever it is, a truck for your nephew, a doll for your niece, or new hair products for your stubborn teen, we will make your holiday shopping easier. For all your shopping needs at one convenient location, stop by RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family,
and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Welcome back. We're just getting close to the start of tip-off here. Marysville on the road for the second straight game to take on Chapman. Chapman coming into today 1-3 following their loss to Amico just a couple of days ago. Marysville coming into today's contest, coming off a big victory over Concordia. They're now 2-3 on the year. We have a lineup change for Marysville from the usual. McKenna Miniman normally the starting for the Bulldogs. Today it's going to be Laney Schaefer. Marysville wins the tip, though. Peschel now with the basketball, driving into the lane. Baseline, shorthanded, no good, so it's going to be rebounded on the side of Chapman. It's Kirkpatrick. Maya Kirkpatrick getting the start today for the Irish. Maya Kirkpatrick, Kira Jones, Alicia Freeze, Shannon Anderson, and then Mary Mule as well. For side of the Irish as Pons almost gets knocked out of the hands of Kirkpatrick, but now it's going to be given off to Freeze, guarded by Rader. Over to the far right side of the court is going to be Muley with a three-point attempt coming in nicely from Shannon Anderson, rebounded on the side of Marysville. Ashlyn Price with it. So here comes another stint for the Bulldogs. Down into the paint, tipped at the point of attack, but it's going to be off the outreaching hands of Madison Runabomb, no good, so it's going to be a turnover. It was touched at the point of attack from Shannon Anderson, who was guarding, at the time, Eva Peschel. Madison Runabomb went diving for it out of bounds, but she was last to touch it, so now it's Chapman ball. Kira Jones with the basketball, going to pass it now over to Kirkpatrick. Now over to Freeze in the right side of the three-point corner. Back to the top, going to be guarded now, is going to be Kira Jones. Back over to Kirkpatrick, kind of going around trying to break down this zone defense. Into the paint we go, up and strong off the backboard, though. Unfortunately, Shannon Anderson, no good. But the offensive rebound goes towards the side of Chapman with Elisa Freeze. Kirkpatrick now guarded by Ashlyn Price. The big shot down into the paint. The good effort to get it down into Kira Jones, but just a little too much mustard onto it. So now Marysville looks to take advantage. Laney Schaefer driving into the paint. Here comes Eva Peschel's wide open three-pointer. Way too much gas behind it, but good save coming in from Ashlyn Price, though they are going to say she did touch the out-of-bounds line, so it's going to be yet again another turnover for Marysville. A good wide open look for Eva Peschel, just unfortunately couldn't find the mark. It was an air ball. Still nothing-nothing here with 6:03 at the start of quarter number one. Kirkpatrick now with the basketball. Going to cast it inside low. Good pass down to Elisa Freeze and one. That Freeze on her way up to the basket. That is her first 2 points tonight going to the free throw line. The foul goes on Bella Rader. Her first foul tonight as she will make the basket. Elisa Freeze, so that's now 3 points for her. Peschel now with the basketball. Going to get something going for Marysville. Have yet to score a basketball. Nice down inside to Madison Runabomb. But it's going to be intercepted and tapped out of bounds by Maya Kirkpatrick. Still going to be Marysville ball with an inbounds down low underneath the basket. Peschel trying to find somebody. Running out of time, trying to lob it in. But going to get blocked at the point of attack by Kamer Jones. Jones standing at 5'11", one of the taller girls on this Chapman team. Going to have a task today trying to guard Madison Runnabomb, who then goes up with a shot. Madison Runnabomb will get fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for her first two shots tonight. Madison Runnabomb, last couple of games, have done a much better job of scoring down in the paint and trying to draw these fouls. Foul's going to be on Maya Kirkpatrick, her first today. The first one falls in for Madison Runnabomb. And so does the second. So 2 points for Madison Runnabomb from the free throw line, going 2 for 2. Now in the zone. Good intercepted pass from Runnabomb. Passing that to Ashlyn Price, who mishandles the basketball and turns it over. Though immediately turned over by Maya Kirkpatrick on the opposite side of the court. Very interesting last couple of seconds of possession here. Two straight turnovers from either side. It's still a one-point lead for Chapman. Bella Rader going into the paint. No good, but we're going to get a blocking foul. It looks like in the restricted area, and we are going to get called on the blocking foul on the side of Chapman. Looking to see who they're going to call it on. I think they're going to call it on Lisa Freeze. That's her first tonight. So going to the free throw line for Marysville is going to be Bella Rader. Bella Rader, one of the more tenacious defenders on the Marysville squad, also has a sneaky good streak of shooting the basketball recently. She's gotten much better as she gets the first free throw to fall. We're now tied 3 apiece with 5:21 left to go here in the first quarter, and the second one rattles in. 2 total points for Bella Rader to start the night. Marysville has yet to land a single shot, but have gone perfect from the free throw line as Ashlyn Price almost knocked the ball out for a steal on Kirkpatrick. Driving into lane goes Kirkpatrick, but this time the foul's going to be called on Ashlyn Price. Got a little too handsy down low in the paint. Reached in on the steal for Maya Kirkpatrick, but gets called with the foul instead. That is her first tonight. An inbounds play coming in for Chapman. A very long pass is going to be recepted on the side by Chapman. Now over to Kirkpatrick, who's driving into lane. Turnaround jumper, short, and rebounded by Bella Rader and the Bulldogs. Here comes Rader up the court now, looking to drive. Here comes a wide-open Lainey Schaefer three, and that one rattles in. Lainey Schaefer getting the start tonight for Marysville. Lands her first shot tonight, a very crucial three-pointer. Now it's a 7-3 lead for the Bulldogs. Kirkpatrick's going to pass it out to the far side of the wing. It's going to be free. Now the pass tried to go inside to Jones, but intercepted by Madison Runnabomb. Another turnover for the Irish. Price down low into Schaefer, who goes up for it. No good, but good try from the offensive rebound for Madison Runnabomb. Though rebounded on the side of Chapman, it's going to be Muriel. As Lainey Schaefer gets another good defensive rebound. Eva Peschel now downside into Madison Runnabomb, who went up for the layup, but was a little too close for the basket, and so it bounced off the front iron. No good, but we're getting a turnover from Chapman. As McKenna Miniman, as well as Haley Ingles, checks in for the Bulldogs as Peschel and Ashlyn Price sub out. So on the court is Bella Rader, McKenna Miniman, Lainey Schaefer, Haley Ingles, and the Madison Runnabomb. Still the same starting five on the side of Chapman. Maya Kirkpatrick, Kira Jones, Alicia Freeze, Shannon Murrell, and then Mary Muley. Going to pass into the corner to Kirkpatrick now with the basketball. Going to hand it off to the side of Freeze. Now back over to Shannon Anderson with the basketball. Trying to go around the world here. Going into a 3-2 zone on the side of the Bulldogs. And so far, Chapman has been unable to break it down. But as I say that, they find the wide open Shannon Anderson shot from the jumper of the free throw line. No good. Taken the other way by Marysville. Bella Raider, wide open three-point attempt. That one rattles in and out. Oh, my good heavens. Bella Raider with a really good shot selection. Just bounces in and out of the rim. No good, so it's still a 7-3 lead for Marysville. And a really bad pass coming in from Maya Kirkpatrick. A turnover for Chapman as Bella Raider's going to get some time on the bench now. Ava Peschel subbing back in. Peschel now over to Schaefer, down low into Runnabomb. Madison Runnabomb trying to go up over Anderson, and she does. Another basket, the first basket of the night, excuse me, from Madison Runnabomb, who's now at 4 points. Made her first points off of free throws, and that was her first actual shot to go down. What a good crossover move from Kirkpatrick. Finds the wide open Kira Jones for her nice baseline jumper. It's now 9-5 for the Bulldogs. Driving in goes Eva Peschel. No good, but good offensive rebound by Madison Runnabomb. And Kira Jones will foul it on the way up. So we'll be going again to the free throw line to shoot a couple more. The first foul tonight for Kira Jones, but Runnabomb going to go to the line for the second time. Nails the first one yet again. 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. As subbing in for Chapman is going to be Maggie Lewis as well as Grace Merritt. Ten to five is the Bulldogs' lead right now as Madison Runnabomb goes perfect yet again from the line. 4 points from the charity stripe for 6 total for Madison Runnabomb. Here comes Kira Jones with the basketball now, guarded by Ingles. They try to go down into the post to Maggie Lewis, but good hands coming in for Madison Runnabomb, breaks it up, and then rolls out of bounds following last touch on the side of Grace Merritt and Chapman. So here comes Eva Peschel now taking it up the court. She's going to pass it into the corner. That's going to be, I believe, subbing in now for Marysville. Seeing her first action. Tonight's going to be Taylor Meyer. Meyer going to have a tough task of guarding Kirkpatrick tonight. Maya Kirkpatrick, and we're going to get a timeout on the side of the Chapman team as unfortunately they were not getting a play set up properly offensively. So with that, we'll also take a timeout and bring you more coverage here on KMZY.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Welcome back. It's 11-5 lead for the Marysville Bulldogs. It's going to be an inbound from Chapman following their timeout to get things set up offensively. Keyword Jones going to pass it out to Grace Merritt. Now back to Maya Kirkpatrick, guarded by Taylor Meyer. Meyer doing some really good press defense, forcing Kirkpatrick to go up with an errant shot. Bounces no good, and we're going to get a jump ball after a fight down underneath the basket for it. It'll still stay down in the zone for Chapman. Finding Irish getting another chance to keep on fighting in this offensive possession. Trailing 11-5. Now going up with the basketball is going to be Mary Muley. No good. Muley being a much stronger presence down low in terms of physicality compared to Runnabomb, who is just much taller. And the errant pass coming in. McKenna Miniman, unfortunately, is going to fall out of the hands of Haley Ingles. So a turnover for the Bulldogs. Checking back in now is Madison Runnabomb. Runnabomb will be guarding Maggie Lewis. Another big physical presence down low for the Fighting Irish. Kirkpatrick going to dish it off to Muley, but almost picked off from Eva Peschel, but a travel coming in on the side of Muley is no good. So a turnover for them. 11-5 is still the lead for the Bulldogs. Eva Peschel taking the basketball up the court now for Marysville. Going to dish it out to Meyer. Now down low into run a bomb into a triple team, and here comes the pass. McKenna Minimich for wide open Eva Peschel for her three attempt rattles in. Just good passing coming in on the side of the Bulldogs. Able to have a wide open Eva Peschel in the right corner of the three-point line for her first points tonight. It's now 13-5. They say her foot was on the line, so it's just 2 points instead of three. But still, good offensive possession and a turnover coming in on the side of Chapman. Big substitution coming in for their side as well. Lisa Freeze checking back in, as well as Shannon Anderson. The only starting person, Mary Muley, still out there on the court. Miniman over to Meyer. Passes it back to Ashlyn Price, and around we go. Miniman now in the right corner of the three-point line. Looking to get some action. Finds Taylor Meyer. Guarded by Muley. Tries to get it into Madison. Runabomb into a double team. Forced Runabomb to accidentally travel with the basketball, trying to get out of the trap that was about to be ensued by the Fighting Irish. Another turnover for Amy Renier's squad, but so far it's been a strong start for this team, up 13-5. Muley with the basketball, guarded by Lainey Schaefer, who's checked in. Here comes Melissa Freeze, guarded by Taylor Meyer. Going to pass it now inside to the free throw line, but they're going to call the reaching foul. Actually, they're going to call it a travel first before the reach-in call, so it's going to fall magically into the hands of Marysville. Ooh, what a close call that was. It was looking kind of iffy to see which foul came first, but they're going to say the travel came first. 4 seconds left to go. Lainey Schaefer, deep three, bounces off the front. Ender Madison with a bomb with the putback. No good. So Marysville will end quarter one with a 13-5 lead over Chapman, which has been a very, very good start for Amy Renier's squad after so far this season kind of being a slower start team. Just like with the boys have been the last couple of weeks, this Lady Bulldogs team has rather been quite slow. Not in terms of its pace, but more of its scoring opportunities. A lot of turnovers and penalties going against them early on in games has kind of put them on the back foot. But these last 2-3 games, their win against Valley Heights and Concordia has really shown that this team is now starting to turn the pressure up. And it's all stemming from really good inside the paint offense from Madison Runabomb. We saw it against Valley Heights that if they got it down low into Runabomb early and forced the opposing side to have a lot of foul trouble, that becomes a very good recipe for a victory for Marysville. And then we expanded on that in the Concordia victory so far tonight. The squad seems to be just moving the basketball much better. Not only are they finding their points in the paint, they're also finding really good, clean jumpers from anywhere in the perimeter. They missed a couple open threes, but you can't knock them for it because they've just been so wide open and so good shots. There's nothing you can say against it. Price over to Peschel, who's guarded by Muley, driving in baseline, tries to get the pass down into Madison, run a bomb, but a foul will be called on the side of the Fighting Irish. It's going to be Maggie Lewis, who's called for the foul. That'll be Lewis's first of the night. Four total fouls on the side of the Fighting Irish. And now we're going to get a travel coming in from Ashlyn Price. Though something that still needs to be worked on for this Lady Bulldogs team has been their tendency to turn the ball over when they shouldn't have the opportunity. Nice baseline drive coming in on the side of Lisa Freeze. No good. Rebounded on the side of Marysville, but an instant turnover. Anderson now going to pass it over to Merritt, who picks her dribble up, guarded by Brenda O'Neill, who is subbed in. Mary Muley now going to pass it over to Maggie Lewis. Lewis going to pass it back to Muley, who goes up with the shot. Keeby Shannon Anderson goes up with the free throw line jumper. No good. Marysville still with the basketball, up 13-5. Peschel going to try to pass it down into a nice wide open Madison Runabomb, who gets the easy point. This is what I'm talking about. Madison run a bomb, got good leverage on her defender, and is able to easily waltz into the paint for an easy layup and a turnover. Laney Schaefer with the steal. They're going to pass it into Schaefer. Schaefer now over to Eva Peschel with her baseline jumper. No good, and it's going to fall off the hands of a Chapman player out of bounds. Still Marysville ball under the basketball. Big substitution coming in for Chapman. Kira Jones subs back in, as well as Maya Kirkpatrick. Underneath the basket is Eva Peschel, looking to find an open person. It is Bryn O'Neill, almost lost control of the basketball, but able to regain it nicely. She picks her dribble up, is O'Neill, going to hand it off to Peschel. Peschel going to try to pass it down low inside to Madison Runabomb. The ball comes out, and it's going to be stolen by the Fighting Irish. A three-on-one break coming in is going to be Ava Locke. And a foul will be called on the side of Marysville. Not a shooting foul. You see, I think that call was on Laney Schaefer. Waiting for the official call. It's actually going to be on Ashlyn Price, still her first. Goes the basketball. Nice drive from Maya Kirkpatrick, and the ball just rattles in and out. Unlucky for her shot. It looked like it was going in for a second, but it did not. So here comes another opportunity for Marysville. An interesting bad pass coming in from Peschel. Good rebound, though, from, Bryn O'Neill, who really had to try it. Laney Schaefer with a nice strong drive. No good. Looking for the offensive rebound is going to be Bryn O'Neill, who does it, and then blocked at the point of attack by Kira Jones. Kira Jones blocks Eva Peschel's shot, but then stolen by Eva Peschel. She took a hard fall, and she will get up. She looks like she is okay, though. So here comes yet another Marysville offensive possession. Making a mistake on one end, but making up for it immediately on the other side with a good defensive steal. O'Neill almost lost control of the basketball again. Laney Schaefer thought about a three with a jab step, but here comes Peschel going down low inside to Ashlyn Price in the double team. Peschel sets, fires, and rattles it in. They're going to call that one the three on Eva Peschel. 5 points now, her first three tonight, and she's starting to get rolling. Marysville up 18-5. Locked. Driving in wide open, trying to lob it down into Kira Jones, but unfortunately too far out of her reach. No good. Turnover, Marysville possession, now up 18-5. Very strong first half coming in on the side of Amy Renyard's squad. Doing it all, really. Showing good poise offensively and to break out of the zone coming in on the side of Chapman. And then also defensively doing good. The baseline pass, too. McKenna Miniman gets intercepted, but then the ball comes out. We're going to recover it on the side of Marysville. Maddie Kapp, who has subbed in, regained control of the basketball, but a timeout has been called. And with that, we'll also take a timeout with 4:51 left to go in quarter number two. Marysville up 18-5. Welcome back. Marysville leading 18-5 over Chapman. It's been a fairly strong start to the basketball game from Amy Renyard's squad. They've just been able to, in every aspect, dominate Chapman on the board, shot selection defensively. The only thing that's kind of hindering Marysville right now, maybe not hindering, is the amount of turnovers that are going on as another one gets ensued. That seems to be the only thing that is plaguing this Bulldogs team has been the amount of turnovers that they commit in a single game, but so far it hasn't affected them. Up 18-5 now. Locke, guarded by Bryn O'Neill, going to pass it over to Maya Kirkpatrick, guarded now by Maddie Kapp. They try to go down into the paint to Shannon Anderson. She lost control of it, but kicks it up. Good rebound coming in from Alyssa Freed, and the foul will be called. We'll be going to the free throw line. Going to see who it is. Actually, excuse me, the person who's going to the line is Allison Abelt. Abelt who was fouled on the play by McKenna Miniman, who, that was her foul. The first one, though, from Abelt is no good. Eva Peschel now subbing in. Bryn O'Neill going to come off and sit on the bench now. Still an 18-5 lead for the Bulldogs. The second one from Abelt hits the mark. Allison Abelt's her first points tonight. Peschel tries to go down low into run a bomb, is able to do so, but then gets the ball stolen away by Locke. Good defensive effort coming in from the Fighting Irish. They've now identified the pass down into Madison Runabomb as a triple-teamer. Here comes the shot from Shannon Anderson. Puts the bottom of the basket. A little roll now going on for Chapman. 18-8, a 10-point lead for Marysville. The pass over to McKenna Miniman. Back over now to Price, who drives baseline. Good box out coming in on the side of Runabomb, and Ashlyn Price's bucket will go in. What a great job by Madison Runabomb to block off her defender to allow Ashlyn Price to get in for her first 2 points. The lead now 20-18. And now back to 10 following the Kira Jones basket. That's her second for four total points tonight. Kapp with the basketball. Maddie Kapp trying to find somebody open. Finds McKenna Miniman. Miniman kicking into the corner to Price. Now back to Ava Peschel in the corner. Down low to Runabomb. Nice power layup. Again, Madison Runabomb's just getting whatever she wants down low. Has really good positioning on her defender and is able to block her off so she can just run baseline for an easy bucket. It's now 22-10 for the Bulldogs. Maya Kirkpatrick asking for a screen. She has to pick her dribble up because the offense, well, the play she was calling did not happen properly. Now the basketball is going to be in the hands of Ava Locke. Locke hands it to Maya Kirkpatrick, but we are going to get yet again another timeout on the side of Chapman. So we'll take a timeout with Marysville up 22-10.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Deus Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Welcome back. The Lady Bulldogs up 22-10 over the Chapman Fighting Irish. It's going to be inbounds play for the Irish. Maya Kirkpatrick now with the basketball, guarded by Maddie Kapp. Going to drive into the paint. Good crossover. Going up with a wide-open layup, and it bounces in and out. Though a foul will be called. Going to shoot two, Maya Kirkpatrick. There on the foul was Ashlyn Price. That was her second foul. So she's now at two with the first one from Maya Kirkpatrick. Falls in. That's her first points tonight as Madison Runabomb now checks in for Marysville. 22-11 is the lead. Second free throw rattles in as well. Two total points now on the night for Maya Kirkpatrick. Has had her work cut out for her, being guarded by both Eva Peschel. And the travel, though, unfortunately, coming in, cutting me off. Eva Peschel really tried to fake the pass out, but her back foot slid, causing the travel. 2:26 now left to go here in quarter number two. 22-12 is the lead for Marysville. Kirkpatrick gets the screen from Shannon Anderson. Spin moves out of it. Good sticky deep end coming in from Maddie Kapp. And to pass it over to Kira Jones. Bounces in and out. Good rebound from Ava Locke. And out and in and out again. Rebounded by Madison Runabomb. Good looks for the Irish. The ball just not going their way. McKenna Miniman with her first three tonight. Overshoots it. And it's going to be picked up by Maya Kirkpatrick. Going to pass it to Kira Jones down the other side of the basketball court. Went for the Hail Mary pass. Unfortunately, couldn't find the mark. It is now another turnover for the Fighting Irish, trailing 22-12. Peschel, guarded by Kirkpatrick, is going to hand it off now to Maddie Kapp. Kapp tries to get it down low into the double team, but it's going to bounce off the hands of Shannon Anderson. So an inbounds play coming in for the Lady Bulldogs. Eva Peschel will take those duties. Peschel trying to find somebody open, running out of time, has to find something, going to lob it to the backcourt. Lainey Schaefer's going to get it. Tries to kick it down low into Madison Runabomba. Yet another good play coming in from Shannon Anderson. Able to break the pass up, but Marysville still retains possession up 10. Maddie Kapp now over to McKenna Miniman, swinging all the way to Lainey Schaefer, who steps into a three, but it was blocked when she put it up. So it's going to fall out of bounds, Chapman ball. Another good look from the three-point line. Just a great closeout on the side of the Fighting Irish, blocking the three-point attempt just so barely so it didn't fall in. Still a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. Mary Muley with the basketball now. Can't find somebody. He's going to pass it out to Kira Jones, guarded by Lainey Schaefer. Jones going to pass off to Locke. Locke trying to find somebody but can't do so. He's going to have to pass it down into Maya Kirkpatrick, trying to back down Maddie Kapp now, but going to take it back out. And a good steal coming in from Eva Peschel, but poked right back out by Maya Kirkpatrick out of bounds. Still Marysville ball as in comes Bryn O'Neill to give Eva Peschel a time on the bench. Marysville still holding on to this 10-point advantage late in this second quarter. We're now less than 46 seconds away, and so going into halftime, as Maya Kirkpatrick is able to poke the ball out and push it back into the outreaching arms of Bryn O'Neill out of bounds. So a turnover for the Bulldogs is subbing in now. Taylor Meyer subbing back in as Bryn O'Neill, following the turnover, goes back to the bench. Ava Locke now with the basketball, looking to drive on McKenna Miniman, goes up for the shot. It looks like it's going to be a blocking foul on Madison Runabomb. That's Runabomb's first. She has 10 points on the night as Madison Runabomb. The first one from Ava Locke is no good. Ava Locke, 5'2 sophomore. Still a 22-12 lead. The second one rattles in and out and rebounded by Madison Runabomb and the Bulldogs. They have 35 seconds left to go. Miniman driving into the lane, kicks it out to Mike Taylor. Meyer, but gets blocked at the point of attack, and it's going to be a jump ball that will go the way of Chapman. It's not going to go away the Chap. It is going to go the way of Chapman. For a second there, it looked like the ref pointed it was going to go Marysville way, but the scorer's table had it the other way around. Muley with the basketball with 23 seconds left. Passes up to Shannon Anderson. Anderson looking to drive on Miniman into a triple team. And they're going to call the travel on Shannon Anderson. No good on her shot any which way. Marysville will have maybe one more shot to go before they go into halftime. An 18-second margin. Shot clock turned off. 22-12 is their lead. Have really struggled to score here in the latter half of the second half. McKenna Miniman got free to jump, and then the ball gets turned over. Maya Kirkpatrick, 1 second, fires the half-court feed. No good. And we'll go into halftime with Marysville up by 10, 22-12. We'll take a quick breather and come back for first half recap here on KNZY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Welcome back. It's halftime here in Chapman as your Marysville Bulldogs currently lead 22-12. Amy Renier and this girls' varsity team has done a fantastic job tonight of getting off to a hot start, though towards the end of the second quarter struggled to get any points going, but they have a 10-point lead over the Fighting Irish, 22-12. And it's been all thanks and mostly to part by Madison Runnabomb going 10 points in court in the first half. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And then the rest from the floor. She's done a fantastic job of not only scoring the basketball, but staying out of foul trouble. That was the early season issues for Madison Runnabomb, was she was really fouling at an unusual pace, forcing Amy Renier to go much smaller to start second quarters, even third quarters. And that put Marysville in the hole. But tonight, in the last couple of games, Madison Runnabomb has done a much better job of not fouling so much, putting Marysville up 22-12 with her 10 points, followed by 5 points from Eva Peschel, 1 3-pointer as well. On the side of the Chapman Fighting Irish, leading the way for them, Kira Jones with 4 points, followed by Elisa Fries with 3. And that'll do it. They are currently trailing 10, but your Lady Bulldogs putting on a really good start to this basketball game in the first half, leading 22-12. We're only a couple minutes away from the third quarter, so don't you turn that radio off and stay tuned for more Marysville basketball here on KNDY.
There is a difference, a lot of difference.
We've helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the big green egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a big green egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need. Great jobs with a great company at great starting wages, plus great benefits at Landall Company in Marysville. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, paid holidays, Christmas bonus, and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.5 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Start your new year off right. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 562-5381.
Welcome back. We're only a few minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Your Lady Bulldogs currently lead the Chapman Fighting Irish 22-12, and it's been pretty strong outing from Amy Renner and this squad, really just dominating most facets of this basketball game, pretty much going perfect, I believe, perfect from the free throw line to start the game. Offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding, the shot selection, inside the paint, points. Points off turnover, leading the way for Marysville. The only downside that you can take out of this first half of basketball has been the turnovers, and there have been quite a plenty from the Bulldogs. And it hasn't bit them in the rear end like it has done the last couple of basketball games. But it still has yet to finally smoothen its way out of this system. Because when it does so, this girls team can pretty much go anywhere. That's how strong they've been down in the paint. 10 points for Madison Runnabomb, leading the team for the Bulldogs, excuse me, leading scoring for the Bulldogs. And then Kira Jones leading the way for the Fighting Irish. We're just around 2 minutes away from the tip-off here in the third quarter. So don't you go anywhere. We have more action here on KNDY.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of brand-new Chevy Colorados, a 2021 and a 2022 model. Both are four-wheel drive. The 2022 model's a Z71 edition. They also have a sturdy 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's the Duramax at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps, then things for him. Make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
Welcome back. Marysville currently up 10 points, 22-12, following an electric start to the first half from Amy Renyard's squad. Though, let's go into some NKL basketball, NCKL, excuse me, basketball scored at halftime. Abilene is up 22-17 over Concordia. And then Wamego leads 15-14 over Clay Center. Both of those games are girls varsity basketball games as well. Of course, Marysville up 22-12 over the Chapman Fighting Irish. Marysville 2-3 coming into this game on a one-game winning streak following their dismantling of Concordia, and then the Fighting Irish out of Chapman currently on a two-game losing streak, losing to Rossville and Wamego. That's the horn, and we now begin quarter number three of basketball here on KNDY. FM 94.1 AM 1570s, where you can hear all Marysville girls basketball games. And then any area games can be heard on 95.5 FM as well. Price lobbing it all the way across the court to Peschel, who mishandles the basketball and will turn it over. But then it gets instantly turned over on the other side. Maya Kirkpatrick tried to hand it off to Ava Locke. Just bounced out of her hands. No good. Marysville will regain possession. Bella Rader with the basketball now, guarded by Locke. Going to pass it around the three-point line we go to Laney Schaefer now in the far right corner. Schaefer driving in. Tries to get the pass down low inside to Ashlyn Price, but it bounces off the leg of Ava Locke. Schaefer should have kept going up with the basketball instead of trying to defer because she had a wide open lane. Price thought about the shot, but going to kick it back out to Bella Rader. Rader, guarded by Muley, goes up with the shot. No good. She's going to pass it now back out to Laney Schaefer. Schaefer over to Ashlyn Price, who steps into her three-pointer, bounces off the back iron. She'll get her own miss, will she? She will not. Ava Locke with the defensive rebound. Good effort from the sophomore. Now Kirkpatrick down low into Muley. But just a pass intercepted by Eva Peschel. So here comes Marysville the other way with Bella Rader into the corner. Laney Schaefer with her three-pointer rattles in again. Laney Schaefer with her second three tonight for 6 points, providing good offense in her first start of the season. Maya Kirkpatrick with a crossover spin move, trying to get some separation from Eva Peschel, but can't do so, so she'll have to defer. Ava Locke now going to have to push it on out to Muley. Muley, guarded by Schaefer, going to defer now over to Kirkpatrick. Almost lost a handle on the basketball following a good steal attempt from Peschel. Now Shannon Anderson steps into her wide-open shot, and it hits the mark. That's another 2 points for Shannon Anderson, her fourth tonight. Still a 11-point lead for the Bulldogs with now 6:09 left to go. Peschel pushing the ball around the iron. We're going here. Schaefer now with it, guarded by Muley. Schaefer going to defer it now to Eva Peschel. Peschel over to Ashlyn Price, guarded by Kira Jones. But another three coming in on the side of Laney Schaefer. No good, and we're going to get a jump ball call. That'll go the way of Chapman. Bella Rader just almost got the steal. Just when the refs called it a jump ball, did she finally regain control of it. So here comes the Fighting Irish. Full court press coming in for Marysville. The pass is almost intercepted. And it almost is yet again. What a good defense coming in from the Bulldogs. Madison Runabomb almost picking off Shannon Anderson's pass. And then Laney Schaefer tipping the pass out of the intended target of Kira Jones as we have a foul down in the paint. I believe the call is going to go on Laney Schaefer. That is Laney Schaefer's first foul tonight. The inbounds play is going to find Kira Jones, who takes the ball out to the perimeter, looking to reset the offense. Muley with it now, guarded by Laney Schaefer. Schaefer almost got the steal off. They're going to pass it down into Shannon Anderson, who tries to go up and over Madison Runabomb for no good. Runabomb with the length, stopping Shannon Anderson at the point of attack. Rader driving into the double team, going up with a strong layup. No good. And we might be getting a jump ball, but we're going to get the foul called on Bella Rader. I believe that's the second foul for Bella Rader. That is Bella Rader's second foul. So subbing in is going to be McKenna Miniman on the side of the Bulldogs. Excuse me, that's the fourth foul for Bella Rader. Doesn't seem to add up on my score sheet, but so far the officials say that is Raider's fifth or fourth. One more and she'll be disqualified as a pass from Shannon Anderson. No good. His intended target was going to be Maya Kirkpatrick. Peschel will take the inbounds now with 5:06 left to go, now with an 11-point lead. Schaefer with the basketball. Going to hand it now off to Eva Peschel, who's guarded by Maya Kirkpatrick. Running out of shot clock time here for the Bulldogs. over to Madison Runabaum. Going to kick it to Peschel. Peschel driving into the paint. And we're going to get a foul from Maya Kirkpatrick. That'll be the second foul of the night for Kirkpatrick. So it's an inbounds play for the Bulldogs. Even Peschel will take it out. Peschel finds Lainey Schaefer in the left corner. Schaefer driving baseline, still going with it. Going to go up with the shot, but she's unfortunately going to travel with it. A good shot from Lainey Schaefer, just unfortunately couldn't set her feet properly and gets called for the travel. Mary's still up 11. Muley with the basketball. Going to pass it now to Locke. Full court press coming in for the Bulldogs. Locke slows it down. Trying to find some open territory. Anderson now with the basketball on the left side of the three-point line. Good defense for Madison Runabaum, not allowing her to drive in. She goes up with a poor shot, an easy rebound by Marysville. McKenna Miniman now with it, going to be driving on the side. Good crossover, trying to juke out Ava Locke, but can't do so. Schaefer down low into McKenna Miniman, who has the shot rattle in and out, but gets fouled on the shot, so Madison Runabaum will go to the free throw line. They're on the foul. It's going to be Shannon Anderson. That's her first tonight. Runabaum now going to go to the free throw line. She's been perfect so far, and I have to say it. She's now not perfect from the line. 4 for 5. Still an 11-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs. Runabaum so far 4 for 5 from the line. Make it 5 for 6 for 11 points. Ava Locke, excuse me, Kirkpatrick loses handle of the basketball, was able to re-control it. Peschel guarding Kirkpatrick as the pass goes over to Muley. Muley guarded by Schaefer, back to Kirkpatrick. Driving now inside to Lewis, and the shot goes up. Maggie Lewis overpowering Madison Runabaum to go up, and now the game is now a 10-point lead for Marysville, 26-16. And we're getting another foul down in the paint on Madison Runabaum. It's going to be on Maggie Lewis, who just scored the last points. That's her second tonight, as subbing in is going to be Haley Ingles for Ashlyn Price. And then also Bryn O'Neill is going to be checking in for Lainey Schaefer. Ava Peschel still inbounding, going to pass it to Runabaum. And another foul is going to be called on Maggie Lewis, fouling Madison Runabaum. We're at 4 quick fouls, the third of the night for Maggie Lewis. So that's going to force Shannon Anderson to check back in. She didn't get much time on the bench. 26-16 is the lead. 4 total team fouls for the Fighting Irish, 2 for Marysville. Miniman now had the basketball, looking to go around Muley. Going to pass it to Peschel. Peschel driving into the paint, going up with a nice hand and strong finish. And it gets in. Eva Peschel now up to 7 total points on the day. Now a 12-point lead for Marysville. The 3 coming in from Locke, no good. Rebounded by Runabaum and the Bulldogs. 3:08 left to go here in the third quarter. Bryn O'Neill has the basketball now, guarded by Muley. Here comes Runabaum now with it. Around the perimeter we go. Inside the paint. Going up is Haley Ingles. Too strong on the layup. Going to get a jump ball call, though. Good effort from McKenna Miniman as Peschel subs out and Meyer checks in. Good effort from McKenna Miniman, able to get the jump ball call when it looked like he was in firm control of the Irish. It'll still stay down low for the Bulldogs. Peschel, excuse me, the inbounds is going to go all the way out to McKenna Miniman. Miniman looking to drive in on Locke. Takes her dribble up now over to Bryn O'Neill. O'Neill going to pass it to Runabaum now. Runabaum looking to drive inside. Double team passes it down into Ingles, who gets the layup. Good vision coming in from Madison Runabaum, able to find Haley Ingles for her first 2 points on the night. It's now a 30-16 lead, and the pass is almost intercepted. But Kira Jones going to back out of a possible drive attempt to reset this offense, as so far Marysville looking to re-plant their control up 30-16. Jones Has the basketball guarded by Ingles. Picture dribble up. Going to pass it over to Lock. Lock. Back step. And the shot rattles in. Good pull-up coming in from Ava Locke, and then Haley Ingles on the other side, just as I was about to get into it, scores her second bucket tonight on a nice, easy down-in-the-paint layup. It's now 32-18 for the Bulldogs. Anderson driving in on Runabomb, and we're going to get a foul on the floor from Madison Runabomb. That's the second of the night for Madison Runabomb, who's done a fantastic job of staying out of foul trouble. She's going to get some time now on the bench as Ashlyn Price checks back in. Rather small lineup on either side here in the third quarter with 1:49 left to go. No real height advantage or size advantage for either team. Now it's just going to be down to who's got the better physical players. Anderson going to hand it off to Kirkpatrick, guarded by Meyer, doing some good ferocious defense. Is Taylor Meyer not letting Kirkpatrick drive into the lane, but a good finish. Strong finish from Maya Kirkpatrick. Gets her bucket to fall and now going to the line for three, or for one, excuse me, and three total points. Taylor Meyer with really great defense, but at the last second, Maya Kirkpatrick, as that one falls in now, 5 points for Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick was just able to slip in underneath Meyer to get the basket to fall. An 11-point lead now for the Bulldogs. Meyer with the basketball is going to pass it over to Price. Over to Miniman. Back over to Meyer. Pump fakes. 58 seconds left to go here in quarter number three. The pass is intercepted. Then picked up by intercepted again by Taylor Meyer. Hit to McKenna Miniman, who goes up with a shot, rebounded on the side of Ashlyn Price, and she goes up strong that time with the basketball. Her fourth point tonight, and a great offensive rebound for a second chance opportunity with Ashlyn Price able to follow through with it. Kirkpatrick trying to get past again Meyer, who's done a good job, but a good open look from Kira Jones with the high Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett shot rattles in. That's now sixth points for Kira Jones. Here comes a three from Bryn O'Neal. No good. And she'll almost get the offensive rebound. A foul is going to be called on the floor on the side of the Fighting Irish. Good effort from Bryn O'Neal to keep that basketball alive. As a big substitution is coming in for Marysville, McKenna Miniman and Taylor Meyer will step off. Lainey Schaefer and Ashlyn Price. Eva Peschel. I got to figure it out one of these days, Paxton. Eva Peschel will sub in, but a reach and foul from Shannon Anderson. Her second foul tonight. The sixth total foul for Chapman. We'll say, yep, another inbounds play for Marysville. And the pass is intercepted by Maya Kirkpatrick, who goes up with it. Good defense from Lainey Schaefer, but Kirkpatrick is just able to finish much stronger at the rim. Seven total points for the clock will expire. Marysville now with a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter here on KNDY.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Welcome back. It's a 34-25 lead for your Marysville Lady Bulldogs, who had a pretty okay third quarter. It looks like they were starting to regain control, but following a couple of Maya Kirkpatrick field goals put Chapman back into this game, now down 9. The lowest we've seen since quarter number one as Locke gets past Bryn O'Neal. Now a blocking foul called on Madison Runnebaum. That will be Runnebaum's third tonight. Actually, scratch that. The foul is going to be on Bryn O'Neal with the blocking foul as the first one from Locke is no good. It's a shooting foul, so Locke's taking free throws. She misses the first one. So far tonight, she's been 0 for 2, 0 for 3, now 0 for 4 from the charity stripe. But a good offensive rebound from Shannon Anderson. The ball gets away from Muley, which is able to regain it, driving into the lane. And there's going to be a travel called on Muley. Took too many steps. Turnover for the Fighting Irish. Marysville looking to slow the pace down, get control of this basketball because the lead is the lowest it's been since the first quarter. Only 9 points now. Schaefer over to Runnebaum, now over to Heschel. Heschel passes over to Lainey Schaefer, trying to find an open target. They'll now pass it over to Bryn O'Neal, who's in to start quarter number four. Back to Ashlyn Price. Over to Lainey Schaefer, almost gets the pass intercepted. Schaefer driving in baseline, picks her dribble up into a double team. Gets the ball stolen away, but it was last touch on the side of Chapman, so it's going to be an inbounds for the Bulldogs. Schaefer got a little too desperate with the dribble and lost control and had it poked away, but luckily it still fell in favor of the Bulldogs. Schaefer back over to Runnebaum, now over to Peschel. Peschel takes her dribble up, Schaefer sets and fires a three-pointer. And it rattles in off the back iron. Lainey Schaefer now with 9 points. What a great showing from Lainey Schaefer in her first start of the season tonight. As we have a timeout going to be called on the side of Chapman. Really, let's just dive more into how Marysville offensively has been putting on sort of a clinic tonight, even though it's a 12-point lead. I failed math classes. One of these days I'm going to figure it out in the math department. But a 12-point lead for the Bulldogs really has been established by great patient offense. They pass the ball around trying to dissolve this zone coming in on the side of the Fighting Irish. And once they're able to break it down, it leaves really nice wide open shots for the lethal shooters that Marysville has. Eva Peschel, Madison Runnebaum down in the paint, Lainey Schaefer. Bella Rader hit one tonight as well. So if the way that this offense the last couple of games has been run by this Lady Bulldogs team should be leaving everybody impressed and optimistic as we get further and further along and after the Christmas break, that this team can continue to just keep putting the points up as they now lead 12 points, 37-25. Going to be inbounds on the side of the Fighting Irish. Kira Jones with it. Jones, running out of time. It's going to find Kirkpatrick, though, who's guarded by Ashlyn Price. Maya Kirkpatrick gets a screen from Anderson, looking to drive in onside the Madison. Run a bomb over and get an offensive foul and a turnover, a moving screen on the side of Chapman. That's going to be the third foul for Shannon Anderson, so a turnover. Here comes Marysville now looking to extend a three. O'Neal has the basketball now. He's going to pass it, though, over to Price, and then around to go to the perimeter to Peschel, who goes now down inside to Madison Runnebaum and gets the ball stolen away. Into a triple team with Madison Runnebaum, and Maya Kirkpatrick just swiped it away from Runnebaum. So here comes a shot, though, from the free throw line from Kirkpatrick, and the and one. Now tied up, the game is. Shooting one, we are. It's going to be a foul called on Ashlyn Price. That's her third on the night. Brian Kirkpatrick with the strong jumper from the free throw line as her shot rattles in. It's now a 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. Peschel picks her dribble up, now over to O'Neal. Guarded by Locke, but they're going to kick it over to Price. Price thought about passing it over to Peschel, decided to go against it. Now over to Lane Schaefer down inside to Price. Back out to Schaefer. Shoots a wide open three. Oh, off the front iron. Good rebound from Master. What about one dribble and rouses it in. Good awareness from Madison Runnemom to not immediately go up with the shot, take one dribble, force Chapman to go on it, and then able to score the basket as a miscommunication on the other end leads to a Chapman turnover. Eva Peschel then goes in for the free layup. No good. Back-to-back miscommunications coming in from the Fighting Irish now allows Marysville to go to the line. Second foul called by Kira Jones as Peschel misses the first free throw. That was her first miss tonight, 2 for 3 now. It's an 11-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs as they're in the bonus now. Peschel shooting 2. The second one rattles in and out yet again. 2 for 4 now. 0 for 2 from Peschel. Muley taking the basketball up, guarded by Schaefer inside. They're going to hand it back out over to Mary Muley, and a foul will be called then. Looks like early indications on Lainey Schaefer. It is going to be on Lainey Schaefer because Madison Runnemom was getting into a little bit of some foul trouble. She's at two was my misunderstanding, so not too much of a foul issue. As now in the bonus goes Chapman as Muley makes the first one. Her first points tonight. It's now a 10-point lead for Marysville with 5:10 left to go here in the game as the second one rattles in as well. 2 points then for Mary Muley. Peschel. Full court press coming in on the side of the Fighting Irish. Going to pass it now inside into the paint to Madison Runnemom. A fight for the basketball. And Schaefer's going to get it out of the scrum. Now looking to set this offense up for the Lady Bulldogs with a 9-point lead. The ball almost gets turned over, but Schaefer is able to regain it. Driving it on the side. And the foul's going to be called, though, offensively on Lainey Schaefer. So a turnover for the Bulldogs. Actually, it's going to be Peschel with a moving screen call. So subbing back in now is Bella Rader. It's the first foul tonight for Eva Peschel. Still a 9-point lead for Marysville. Ava Locke with the basketball, now guarded by Bella Rader. Rader has 4 fouls tonight. That's why we haven't seen much of her in this basketball game. Since we're in such a late part as the pass gets intercepted on the side by Bella Rader. Good defensive presence immediately going to kick it into the corner. Here comes Lainey Schaefer's 3, rattles in yet again. Have yourself a night, Lainey Schaefer. Her 4th 3 on the night. The pass almost gets intercepted in the full court press. But man, Lainey Schaefer just draining them down on the perimeter. Putting on a show tonight. It's now 42-30 and another intercepted pass. This time Madison Runnemom getting in on the steal action. 42-30 now the lead for the Bulldogs as Haley Ingles now in the basketball game. As the pass down in the Madison Runnemom gets intercepted by Anderson, who's driving down the court now. It was a pretty, unfortunately, bad pass coming in on the side of Lainey Schaefer, which forced the turnover. But 3:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville now up 12 with a timeout called on the court. And with that, we'll also take a timeout. Marysville up 12, 42-30.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches, but if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm Agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Welcome back. Marysville up 42-30 over the Chapman Fighting Irish following a yet another three-pointer from Laney Schaefer, who's just been draining them from deep like it's raining outside. She's making it pour in this basketball arena with 4 3-pointers. 12 total points for Laney Schaefer, though that doesn't leave the team. Madison Runnebaum is doing so with 13 points. Pass now into Ava Locke. Looks to set something up. Hard screen coming in for Maggie Lewis. Going to pass it now over to Kira Jones. Lewis going up with a strong layup. No good. And it's going to be Marysville ball after bouncing off of Muley's hand. Madison Runnebaum going to get some time on the bench to recover with 3:22 left to go here in the game. Peschel driving in. Has an open lane. Going to bounce it into the corner. Tried to bounce it into the corner to Laney Schaefer, but the foul will be called and will go to the free throw line yet again. I think they're on the foul call. Is Alisa Freeze. That's Freeze's second on the day. So now Madison Runnebaum checking back in. Big mass substitution, though, coming in on the side of the Fighting Irish. Kirkpatrick, Anderson. As well as I get the number here, Allison Albelt. The first free throw, no good. So yet another miss for Eva Peschel. That's her third. 0 for 3 from the charity stripe. Muley has the basketball. Going to hand it now off to Kirkpatrick, guarded by Ashlyn Price. Price doing a good job of handling Kirkpatrick, who fires it into the corner on a three-point attempt. No good, but good offensive rebound from Anderson, who can't make the second-chance opportunity go for Chapman. So here comes the Bulldogs. Raider drives into the paint. Schaefer mishandles the basketball and tries to throw it down inside to Runnebaum. And that's going to still, though, stay with the Bulldogs. After the forced Laney Schaefer pass, luckily fell out of bounds. So now comes Ava Locke subbing in for Chapman. Peschel underneath the basket. Going to find Ashlyn Price with the basketball now. Price driving in on Jones. Picks her dribble up. Going to find Laney Schaefer. Schaefer now driving in on Muley. Going up with her shot. No good, but we are going to get the foul to shoot two. Going to the line will be Laney Schaefer and looking to see who drew the foul. I think it was Kira Jones. No, it was Mary Muley getting the foul call. Her first tonight. It's still a 13-point lead for Marysville following the first free throw and second free throw made by Laney Schaefer. 2 for 2 from the line now. So far, Laney Schaefer tonight has 14 points. Strong showing on her end, really being the big difference maker offensively outside of Madison Runnebaum, really providing sustained offense. That's the thing. It's not these short bursts that we've seen from many Mary's Lady Bulldogs this year. We've seen certain quarters where, you know, Eva Peschel will pop off for 11 or 10. And we'll see quarters where Madison Runnebaum gets 10 or 15. But so far tonight, it's been Laney Schaefer with just the consistent scoring for this Lady Bulldogs team, going 4 from the three-point line and then now 2 for 2 from the free-throw line, finishing her total now with 2:36 left to go in quarter number 4 at 14 points. Now leading the team in scoring, a team and game-high 14 points. Going to be an inbounds play for the Fighting Irish with Marysville up 14. 2:36 left to go. We're going to throw it way down to Kirkpatrick, and luckily for Chapman, it didn't get turned over. Man, a dangerous pass, but a forced error coming in from Maya Kirkpatrick, trying to find Shannon Anderson, turns the ball over for the Fighting Irish, setting up Marysville yet again. 14-point is the lead with 2:25 left to go in quarter four. Good crossover from Raider, but she's going to pass now to Peschel, guarded by Kirkpatrick. Now the double team coming in for Lainey Schaefer, but able to fight off of it. Looking to get the screen from Ashley Price. Driving into the lane with a basketball and drops off of her foot. A turnover. 2-on-1 break for Chapman, but yet again another turnover from Maya Kirkpatrick. Back-to-back missed opportunities for Chapman to at least get something going here late in the game to get a comeback started. But two turnovers being unforced by Maya Kirkpatrick leads them now to yet another Marysville offensive possession. Raider driving. Going to slow it up now with now under 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter with a 14-point lead. Raider going to pass it into Schaefer in the far right corner. Guarded by Muley, and then Schaefer almost has the basketball stolen away. Has to find something going. Lainey Schaefer now passing it to Peschel. Peschel over to Raider. Raider inside to run a bomb. Trying to find something. Now Lainey Schaefer with the pump fake. Drives baseline. Free layup. Oh, it bounces in and out, but good offensive rebound. That one bounces out. Another offensive rebound. And a fifth offensive rebound. This try and Eva Peschel misses. Another offensive rebound, and this one gets batted out of bounds. My heavens, what a show of events going on here in the offensive rebound category for Marysville. Had so many second chance opportunities to keep that basket alive or at least get something going, but couldn't do so. And now here comes the mass game-ending substitution as off go the starters and on comes the bench unit for the Fighting Irish, down 14 with a minute 20 left to go. Raider over now to Ashlyn Price, who's now going to be guarded this time by Kaylee Jones. Price goes up with the shot and will get the foul called on her. First foul tonight, blocking foul on Kaylee Jones, who just subbed into the game for the first time tonight for the Fighting Irish. The first foul, as in comes a pretty big substitution for Marysville, probably the game-ending substitution. As a lot of confusion's going on the court since you're trying to figure out who's coming off and who's coming on. The official kind of made a little bit of an error as they weren't ready to come in, but made the indication that Marysville was looking to make some adjustments. So only Bryn O'Neill and Haley Ingalls subbing in. And here comes the rest of them now. So on the court's going to be Taylor Meyer, Bryn O'Neill, Haley Ingalls, Maddie Kapp, and McKenna Miniman. With now 1 minute 11 left to go in the game, Marysville up 15 points, starting to pull away here in the late portions of this basketball game. With the basketball on the side of Chapman was Albert, who is going to pass it now over to Alyssa Freese. Freese passes it down low into Emma Lewis. But it looks like we're going to get a foul called on the side of Haley Ingalls. That's Ingalls' first foul tonight, and Emma Lewis now will go to the free throw line. And that one falls no good from Emma Lewis. So her first free throw attempt today, no good. McKenna Miniman going to pass it into Meyer in the corner. Meyer now over to Bryn O'Neill. Around the perimeter we go. Cap back to Meyer. Over to Miniman, 34 seconds left to go. O'Neill over to a wide-open Maddie Kapp, who picks her dribble up and now passes it again. Meyer gets the screen, going to pass it now over to Maddie Kapp. 22 seconds left, and it looks like we're just going to play, pass the ball around the perimeter until we get a steal, or this game will be over. Meyer going to drive in, has her pass intercepted, now gets it over to McKenna Miniman. Back over to Kapp. And Miniman with 7 seconds, and that looked like it'll do it. Another strong offensive performance and team performance coming in on the side of these Marysville Bulldogs as they defeat the Chapman's Fighting Irish 45-30. We'll take a quick breather and bring you back full game coverage recap here on KNDY and also here from head coach Amy Renier on this strong victory on KNDY.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Welcome back. Your Lady Bulldogs defeated Chapman in a pretty much a blowout, 45-30. Leading the way for the Bulldogs was Lainey Schaefer. Exploded in her first start of the season tonight. 4 3-pointers all throughout this game. And, of course, 2 free throws as she had a game and team-high 14 points, and she pretty much has been a big difference maker in how this game played out, because there were stretches where it seemed like Chapman was starting to regain momentum, regain control, but Lainey Schaefer shut the door herself by just nailing backbreaker threes, and we can pretty much give it a big hand to not only her, but the way this offense was run tonight. It was patient. It was calculated. It wasn't the offense as we've seen earlier in the year where it was hectic, chaotic, no real plan going in. And now it seems like the offense has been able to slow down and figure out where the basketball needs to go. And not only that, it now allows wide open opportunities for anybody, and I mean basically anybody, to make a shot. We saw a three from Ava Peschel. We almost saw a three from Bella Rader. She missed her alone three tonight, but it basically went in and out. You could have called for a better shot and a better look. And that's really how these last couple of games have gone for Marysville. They've been able to piece together a solid offense where they're just getting much better wide-open shots. We saw in the first game of the season where they were taking really bad contested looks that were biting them in the butt later down the row when they needed points. But here in these last two games, it just seems like Amy Renner and this squad were able just to find some opportunities to break down these 3-2 zones much quicker and much easier, allowing for the deadly three-point shooters of Rader, Peschel, and Lainey Schaefer to get good looks. But we can't discredit what Madison Runnebaum also did down low in the paint for the Bulldogs, finishing with a second game-high 13 points. Just one away from being a team in game-high, but she really did a lot of her damage in the first half. She had 10 points at the end of the first half, all of them coming from the paint or the free throw line. She went 5 for 6 from the charity stripe, only missing one, and then drawing a lot of fouls down low, too. And that's really been the key to the success of this Bulldog squad as well over these last 2 to 3 games. If they've been able to get the ball down to Madison Runnebaum early and she's able to do work down there early, it's tough for these other opponents to keep a handle of all the things Marysville can do, because you're forced to double, sometimes as we saw tonight, triple team Madison Runnebaum, and in doing so left people open like Lainey Schaefer, who made the Chapman Fighting Irish pay tonight as your Lady Bulldogs defeated the Fighting Irish 45-30 in a very thriller game. And then on the side of the Fighting Irish, it was a strong performance from Maya Kirkpatrick, who kept this game alive for Chapman. 10 total points for her, which was a team high. She was causing the defense fits, not in the way that she was just wide open nailing shots. It's just she was so crafty in breaking down this defense, making good moves to force double teams for Marysville. And unfortunately, at some points, it was what made this comeback so possible for the Fighting Irish. But then again, Lainey Schaefer shut the door immediately, hit a couple back-to-back threes, and that ended the push for Chapman. Then it was Kira Jones with 6 points on her end, followed by four from Shannon Anderson. So we're just waiting for Coach Amy Renier to come on down. We will, though, take a couple real quick breaks, come back, and we'll talk with the head coach, the winning head coach at tonight's basketball game here on KNDY.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Welcome back. Your Lady Bulldogs defeated the Chapman Fighting Irish 45-30 before they hit into their Christmas break. Break, no pun intended there with the break break, but the break, as our next basketball game will be January 7th against Abilene. That is right. Marysville will be at home to take on Abilene on January 7th, and that means we're getting much closer as well to TVL tournament time, which we'll be covering all of those area games on 95.5 when it comes about. But your Bulldogs head into the break 3-3, getting back to 500 following a 45-30 victory over the Chapman Fighting Irish. For everybody here at KNDY, Bruce Deerking working the board tonight, I am your host, Paxton Gordon, saying good night. Another victory for your Bulldogs, who win 45-30.
At your service 24/7, on air, online, and on our mobile app. News, weather, sports, and more. Yours from KNDY.